Welcome to FM Yerushalmi. Shir is generously sponsored by Janine and Carl Nathan. Please reach out for other sponsorship opportunities. We're holding in Shabbos Daf Samech Zayin in the Oizvar tradition, Perek Shmini in the middle of Aloha Aleph. We're starting Daf Samech Vov and Beis towards the bottom. Nine lines for the bottom. Zok to Gemara, Tani. Yovish Kazais Divir Abnoson. If a person wants to take out a congealed wine, so then it has to be the shear that now, when it's yovish, when it's solid, it's the size of kazais. That's the chiyuv on hoitzah. And the reason is, because when you have a congealed the size of kazais, when it'll turn back into liquid, will be the size of revis. When it turns, the liquid amount of a kazais congealed is a revis. So says the Gemara now, Rabban the Kisru Shabbi Yosef Rabboin B'Shem Rabbi Yochanan, after the Rav Noson goes like the sheet of who? So our Gersa is Kerab Shimon, but Rab Chaim fixes the Gersa to be Rabbi Yosef Rabbiudo. So he goes like Rabbi Yosef Rabbiudo. Kimoti Rabbi Yosef Rabbiudo Imer Revis. The same Rabbi Yosef Rabbiudo says Revis, meaning that the equivalent of Revit liquid is a Kazais congealed. Kerab Noson Imer Revis, that means the Revis, that Kishi Korish Yabba Kazais, when it turns to be congealed, it's a size of Kazais. Where is that Rabbi Yosef Rabbiudo? Rabbi Yosef Rabbiudo is that there's a brisa that says there's six things that b'chamai or more makel than b'sil. And one of the things is dam nevelo, a blood from a dead animal. According to b'chamai it's tar, according to b'sil it's tome. So Rabbi Yosef Rabbiudo explains over there that when b'sil says it's tome, the only metame and blood which was revis, that when it becomes congealed will be the size of kazais, and then it's equivalent to kazais of basar of nevelo. The kazais basar of nevelo, everybody agrees is tome. But if it's liquid, who said it's tome? Says Basil, any blood which is liquid can turn to be a kazais if it congeals. So you see from here the idea that the equivalent of revis is a kazais once it turns solid. So we have Simon B'Shemi Abishu B'Levi, the following Gemara, maybe people remember because this is a Gemara quoted in Maseches Shkalim. So Simon B'Shemi B'Levi says, Maise B'Predo Shabbeis Rebbe. It was a Prado based Rebbe, a mule in the house of Rebbe, Shemesa died. Vetiro Dama Mishum Nevela. They said the blood is Tar Mishum Nevela. And according to what the Gius of Reb Chaim, quoting the Gro, that we just mentioned, Rabbi Yosef Rabbiudo makes a lot of sense because we just mentioned the idea of Nevela, the idea of the blood of Nevela. So the Shiloh was, what about what's going on in the house of Beis Rebbe? There was a Prado, a mule that died. What's the din of the blood? So they said that Star. So Blazo Sharla Absimin at Kamo. So Blazo asked Absimin, well, how much do they say that if you have a liquid of this amount, it's still going to be tar? The lawyer gave it, he did not answer him. Here's the one that some Chazan and Mudalfin says, Sharla Bishub and Levi. So ask Bishub and Levi. For Malay, Ad Revis tar Yoiser Mikan Tome. He says exactly the same Nikudo. If it's going to be the size of Revis, so then up to the size of Revis, the blood is not metame, because the blood in its own is not metame. But once it's more than revis, that means now, if the congeals will be at least kazais, then it's tome. So that's the Gersa of Reb Chaim. Meaning Blazer wasn't happy there. Reb Simon did not tell him this answer, that it depends if it's more than revis or less than revis. Rabbi Be'avi Yosef Matne Adin Uvdo. Rabbi was saying the story. The story that happened with Beis Rebbe with the blood of the mule. So the Gemara says, Omle Vitzur Barkano Ad Revis Tor Yosef Mikan Tome. He asked him, is it true that the only time they're retired when it was less than revis? But once it reached revis, then it'll be tamen. Uboit be. So Rabibi kicked him. He didn't answer him, he just kicked him. Omer Rav Zeir can begin to show look at boit be. So he can understand. He asked you a question. You're kicking him? Omer le adeloy havas daiti alai. He says, I just didn't have the right mindset to answer. That's why I kicked him. Not because he asked a bad question. I just couldn't answer. Kedemar Rav Chanin, as Rav Chanin said, when it says in the Pasuk, the Kalola, that your life will be hanged in front of you, someone who purchases the amount of wheat for 1 year, but he has only enough food for 1 year. He doesn't know what's going to happen the next year. So his life is considered to be hanged in front of him because he's always worried what's going to be next year. But the next level is, someone who's scared night and day, Zalokach Minadiski. Diski is someone who sells grain, and it refers to somebody who buys once a week. He just buys once every few days, buys food, so he's already scared day and night because he doesn't know what he's going to eat the next week. The worst klala, you don't believe in your life, say lokeach min apalter. Palter is the baker, which means you're buying on a daily basis. So every day he's buying bread, he does not show what he's going to eat the next day. So someone who takes on the palter is in the worst category. Ve'ano somich lepaltero. Rabibi says, I rely on a palter, so I don't have the correct mindset because I'm worried about the parnosa. Says Gemara, my kedon. So what's lemaise? He debshu mimiseiru al dam nevelu shuhtar. The blood of a nevelo is tar, as we saw in the case of Rebbe. And the Gemara brings a raya that's the halacha. So the Gemara, maybe it's not a raya. Ma'u tar. When it means tar over here, it means tar mi lachshir. It tar means the blood of a nevelo doesn't cause fruits that it touches to be kosher kabel tomo. You know, in order for fruits or any other item of food to be kosher kabel tomo, it needs to touch liquid. Question is, the dam of nevelo has a liquid. Halatamas metame, but maybe it does become tame. So one of tam and we learned over there. The tamas sheretz kibsore. There's something unique about the blood of a sheretz because it has a din of basar. That what it is, it's metame veino machshir. That it gets tame, but doesn't have hechsher tumo. But there's nothing like it. We don't have any other thing which is gets tumo, but it's not kosher kabel tumo. Usually goes. It's one of the same. So the Gemara, no. What it means, ve'elunu kayetzibur, means kishir tumasui. Meaning we don't have something which is such a small shear, which is the shear of adosho. That then we say, damo mitame kipsori, the gusar of chaim is damo, we don't have the word aval. The blood is like a basso, which has a very small shear. But other bloods, you need more of a quantity, you need a revise in order to mitame. But now that it's unique, it doesn't cause a heksha tumo, but it causes tumo. And to say that that's the only thing that has the category. Says the Gemara, Omar Yosef, man demar tome kirabiudo, tor kirabshuvim misir. The Gemara says, Yosef concludes, it's a machlekes. Does blood cause tumor or not? In other words, according to Yosef misir, that we said before, that he said that it's tar even if it's more than revis. And the one who says it's tar more than revis, that's the shito of Rabiudo. Omar le avdumo, Nechisa, they called him Nechisa because he would go down to Bavel. For years, it's right what you said. Abuda Moraino de Nesio Havo. Abuda was the Moiro in the house of Rebbe. In the house of Rebbe, we said that the blood of the Nevela was Tame, if it was more than Revis. If it was less than Revis, it was Tar. If it was more than Revis, it was Tame. That's what we quote in the beginning of the Amut. So the Gemara says, it makes sense that Abuda's one is Metame because he was the Moiro in the house of Rebbe. And that's the halacha that came out of the house of Rebbe. Continues the Gemara and says, Tani dam kedilikhul einachas. The shear of blood is in order to smear on one eye. It's for four purposes for healing. We talk about specifically the blood of a bet. Cholov, we say in the Mishnah, what's milk? Kedigimio, amount that is to sip the milk. That's what we're talking about, milk of behemot toyo. The people drink. So then you use it to smear one eye. Kedirah, the Gemara says, Dvash, quoting the Mishnah that says, honey, that honey, you put it on a wound. It's only an old honey. From behen, didan, meaning ours, new honey, which is roif and adam. How much is that? So here the gears of Abchaim is, kegregeris, the amount of a fig, which is usually the shear of a chilo. Continues the Gemara to quote the Mishnah, Shemen, oil, how much is the oil kedei losuch ever katon, or to anoint a small limb? So the Gemara will vat ever katon shel katon ben yoimoy, a small limb of a baby who is a 1 day old. Maim kedei losuch is a kiloiris, water to put on a kiloiris, which is an eye salve, something that you put on top of the eye. Omar blozo adon omar behilin miayo de talo. We're talking about the water of dew, which is good for the eye. But behelin didan, regular water, kedei la'diach pnei meducha, to wash the face of a mortar. V'shal kol mashkim mirvis, all other drinks are the size of revis. V'kol ha'shevchim mirvis, also dirty water is the size of revis. Rabbah v'shal chizdo b'mfanem mibayis labayis himasniso. So Abraham explains this part of the Gemara is referring to the end of the Mishnah, to Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon says that all the mashkim is revis, and all the shurim that we have in our Mishnah is only the matzniyim, is only someone who's machshevit. He put it aside. He designated for smaller shears, then you have the shear of our Mishnah. So the Gemara is bothered by it and says, but every person who takes out this amount, isn't that automatically showing that he's designated for something important? He has this small amount. That means that's what he wants. Says the Gemara, no. We're talking about b'mifaneh, Mibayis labayis, meaning he's moving out everything in his house, including what he's moving in his house. He's also moving these small quantities, but not because he was machshavit, just part of his household. Shimon Aymer Kulam Brevis, I've just quoted, Shimon said, it's all Brevis. Rav Chaim says, probably this sentence should have been brought before the previous sentence. So Shimon says that all liquids, all drinks are going to be revis. Does that make sense that honey and vinegar will be the same amount? Honey is much more important, much more chashuv than vinegar. So the chosh should be a different amount. So continues the Gemara, that's the Chazayin on the base. Who moisiv loinim? Shimon answers, K'mod de'is lechon kolo'yuchim mitstarfin pekegurgeris. That's the Gersa of Reb Chaim. You agree that all foods are basically the size of a fig and they join together for that size. Kenof onon islam kolamashkim mitstarfin revis. Also by drinks, it all joins together for the size of a revis. So it's not a kasha that you have important things and less important things, then they're all going to be joined together for the same shear. That's the end of our Mishnah. That's what Shimon said. So Ramana turns around Rav Shimon and Rabbah and Chachamim, and he holds that all the shurim that our Mishnah mentioned, according to Chachamim, that is to one who's matzniyeh, put it aside, machshavit. Not like in our Mishnah that says Rav Shimon said it. That's he learns that Chachamim learned. But if for the ones who did not be matzniyeh, the regular moitzi, then you have to get to the shir of revis. Rav Shimon comes to argue and says the matzniyeh is koshen. There's no shir. Even the smallest amount, someone who's matzniyeh puts it aside. So it's the chashivas is even the smallest amount will be something chashuv. And as we mentioned before, this is what we learned in the previous parak, such as shita, that anybody who is matzniyeh is already davar chashuv. Says more v'tani ken, we found a price like this on the Rav Shimon. According to Rav Shimon, lo nimru kol shir me'ilu elo lamitziyem halamatziyem kol shem. Meaning Rav Shimon is one who says that the shir in the Mishnah is for ones who might see it. Someone who is matziyeh it, he makes it important. So then, even the smallest amount is already a shir. V'tani kel darabon, we saw a price according to Rabbanon, lo nimru kol shir me'ilu elo matziyem halamitziyon berivis. The ones who machshiv it, that's the shir of our Mishnah. Anybody else is a revis, so not like the girsa of our Mishnah, a different girsa, and that's the girsa that Ramana had. Halacha beizok the Mishnah. Moitzi chevel kede lasois mimenu oizen lakupo. Someone takes out a rope in order for it to be an ear, which means a handle for a basket. Gemi, which is a bast, lasois tolu lanap of lakvaro, to make it like a hanger for the different type of sifters. You want to use the gemi in order to have a measurement for the shoe of a small person, meaning a shoe of a child. Near, what do you do with a paper? In order to write, a kesher moichsim means that the tax collector said the tax was paid. Someone who takes out this type of paper that has in it the writing that says the tax was paid, he's chayav because that's something important. Near mochuk, if you have a paper which was erased and you can't use it anymore, to use it as a cover for a small perfume container. The more goes to the Mishnah, use it as a ear, meaning as a handle for the basket. Hadodat Omar Bain Rikicha, that's a rope which is soft. But Bain Kasha, the one which is hard, Kedilavasho Beitzakala, what do you use with that rope? To cook with it an egg. Gemi Kedasos Total and Apple of the Kvar, so we saw the idea which is called Gemi, you use it as a hanger for the sifters. Says the Gemara, Adodat Oma Bain Gavoy. That's the inner part of the Gemi, the inner part of the past. Bain Baro, but the outer part, Kedilasoishne Batim, Lenapala Kvar, that you use in order to create the actual sifter. So when you make two ropes back and forth, so then you have a minimum amount of sifter, and that's called Shte Batim for the Napa of Kvar. Says the Gemara, Tani Oitzim Kedilasois Oizen Lekvifa Mitris. So type of fibers, you use that in order to make it a handle for a Egyptian basket. Again, you talk about the soft part. The one which is hard, that is the border that's being put on the edge of the basket. He took out two willows, chayof. Toire dekel, shnayim. The leaves of the palm tree, it's two, that's the chashivas. Zmoiros, if he takes that zmoiros, meaning the shoots of the vine. So lenetio, if he's planning to plant it, shtayim, two is important. In lebeimo, he wants to feed an animal, kemeloi pigdi, the size of the mouth of a baby goat. Im le'etzim, kishir etzim, if he wants to use it for wood, for fuel. So it's the shear of eitzim, which is what? To be able to cook a small egg. He took two hairs from the tail of a horse, or miznava poro, or the tail of a cow. Chayov, shekin maskinim oisom lenishovim. They used them for traps. Zifei chazir, bristles from a pig. Is tani tani shtaim. Is tani tani achas. There's one brace that says you have on two. There's one brace that says you have on one. Mandom shtaim bealing rekichoso. Talk about the soft ones. Mandom achas bealing kashoso, the ones which are hard. Why? Because if it's soft, you have to use it for a basket. So you need at least two. But if it's hard, so you can use it to put it in the top of the thread for the weavers, and therefore even one is good enough. Kalinim, that's pits. Lenitio, if you want it to plant it, shtaim, that's the minimum. Im lebehim, or to feed an animal, kimeloi pi chazir, like the mouth of a pig, which usually eats these pits. Kamu meloi piv, how much you put in the mouth of a pig? Achas, even one. Acheim oimrim, cheim say, cheshbon chamish. If you take it out to do a cheshbon, meaning when a person counts, he uses the pits for a simon. So what's the minimum people have to use in order to remember? They use at least five. If it's only four, they don't need a simon for it. These are types of trees that usually people don't eat them unless they thought about it. If he's going to use it for food, you need the size kegorgeris, like a fig. If it's for an animal, the size of the mouth of a gdi. If it's for wood, which means to cook a small egg. If you want to use it in order to sprinkle blood, you need the shear of azayo, which is what the amount you need in order to sprinkle the blood. The size of a shoe of a child. It has to be a child who wears shoes, and therefore you want to measure the size of his foot. We talked about the receipt of the tax collector. If he took it out before, he used it to show the tax collector that he actually paid the taxes. Once he already showed it to the tax collector, meaning he already used the receipt for whatever he needed to do, so then he's potter. Even once he showed it to the tax collector, still chayav. If he wants to show it to another tax collector, show him he's a trustworthy person who pays his taxes, so he wants to show his receipt. Say, look, here I paid taxes in the past. Similarly, says the Gemara, he takes out a loan document. Before he shows it to his lender, which means before he paid off and gets a and he uses this loan document as a receipt, chayav. Once he used it, patra. There's no usage through this document anymore. If he wants to still use it to show it to another lender to show him, here I pay my loans so you can lend me more. So there is a usage for this paper. Near Mokuk, if you have an erased paper, if there is empty space over there, so if he can write two letters that you use for the moiches, because the size of the letters of the moichesim right is larger than the regular letters, so you have now enough room to use this paper to write the receipt of a tax collector, and two letters is enough, so then he's chayov, even though maybe the erase part is not enough to cover that container of perfume. With this, we conclude Yushalmi Shabbos, Taf Samech Zayin.